And here we are. It is 6:46, almost 6:47. And it's time for our WIBD radio homeroom. Chris and Haley, our West Bend High School student reporters, are on the line this morning. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Morning, Rick.
Hey. All right, I got you both there. How's it going?
It's going pretty good.
Yeah.
Who's lined up for today?
Right. So now this is ACT test day, right? For juniors.
Yes. Yeah, our juniors are probably in their test very shortly.
And did that mean that everybody else is virtual, or what are you guys, how's it working for you?
Yeah, we're asynchronous today virtually. So we have a bunch of assignments that we'll probably have due Wednesday, and then that'll be counted as our attendance for today.
Gotcha. All right. So what's been going on? Winter sports wrapped up, had some good results.
Yep, yeah, with all those sports that just wrapped up, we were looking pretty good for most of our teams.
And so, yeah. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was going to say, East boys basketball definitely went really far in the race to state this year. An unfortunate end to their season, but, I mean, they went real far.
Right. So, good. And the swim and dive team did real well?
Yeah, our boys swim and dive has really come far this year as well. I mean, every year they seem to get better and better, and they already start at the top as it is. So
right, and also the ski and snowboard teams did well.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to see that our school has a good representation in all different kinds of sports. Especially, I have a good friend on the team this year, and she said it was just a really great experience.
Yeah, well, good. So we're getting ready for spring sports. Either of you do spring sports?
Yeah, I play fast pitch softball.
Oh, okay. And Chris?
I used to do lacrosse, but not anymore.
Interesting. Lacrosse is a fast-moving sport and takes a lot of skill.
Mm-hmm. It was just not quite my speed.
Ah.
Enjoyed it when I was in it for a few years.
Yeah. And the softball team, the fast-pitch team, I'm guessing you're already practicing?
Yeah, we started our open gyms in January, and the school is putting on a East athlete spring training, which is an hour of speed and agility and an hour of weightlifting every day after school. So I'm also in that program as well.
Oh, okay. All right. And Chris, are we singing or not?
Well, at the moment we aren't, but after spring break we were our choir teacher was talking with the higher-ups at the school, and it sounds like after spring break, we are getting the go-ahead to start singing again.
All right. So that's
and we are planning we're planning a final concert for the school year at the moment, like an in-person concert.
Okay.
So that is very exciting.
I'm guessing with limited limited attendance, like everything is, but
yep.
But still much better than nothing.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So, and you guys must be excited that there are prom and graduation plans in the works.
Yes. Very, very exciting.
Because there was no prom last year, right?
No, we did not have a prom last year. And that was the junior prom, which is what our school has, the junior prom. So maybe this year they'll make some exceptions and have senior prom kings and queens, but yeah.
Junior, senior. Well, why can't you have two sets? Why can't you have a set of seniors and juniors? Because it's not, because if they just did this year's seniors, it wouldn't be fair to this year's juniors.
Yeah, exactly.
So you have to do multiple sets. And that's coming up, that's what, in May, I think, at Fair Park.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and then graduation coming up in early June, and it will be outside, right?
Yeah, June 5th. I'm actually on the East Graduation Committee this year, and all of our planning is already is underway. We've been meeting for a couple months now, and all good things. It's going to be good. I mean, I'm just glad that we get to have a ceremony.
Right. And now, when I graduated from high school back in the Stone Age, we did our graduations outside, and it was all right. I think there was one year out of the four that I was in high school that it rained. But otherwise, we had some beautiful Sunday afternoon outdoor graduations. So,
and this will, and you always like see it in the movies as well.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Chris, what were you saying?
I was just going to say, I honestly think that I would like an outdoor graduation a little bit better because I don't really know anybody who wants to get crammed in with every student and all of their parents in the field house. Just get everyone out in the field and hopefully it'll be a nice day. And I think that would honestly be way more enjoyable.
Right. And, you know, I've always heard from people that that in the field house, you know, graduation is nice, but it can get real warm and it can get real sticky and you're kind of on top of everybody, which wouldn't be a go-to option this year anyway. But but having it outside should resolve those issues.
Exactly.
So that's exciting news. What else is going on? You guys have spring break plans?
I do not. I'm just eagerly awaiting now the scholarship results. Seniors had their scholarship interviews the 8th, 9th, and the 10th. So hopefully we'll hear before spring break. Other than that, my family generally really doesn't go anywhere for spring break. So we're just going to do some projects around the house.
Ah, okay. How about you, Chris?
I think right now my family is planning a trip up to Door County for the weekend.
Okay.
Because we usually go, my mom has like a work convention that she usually likes to go to up there. So then we just bring the whole family. And that's always really fun. So I think that that is cooking up in the works right now. But other than that, I think just a lot of relaxation and kind of just getting ready for the end of the school year and graduating.
Yeah. All right, I got to ask, it's March. Has senioritis set in for either one of you yet?
100% yes.
I'm trying to delay it as much as possible, and I'm just trying to get myself motivated by the fact that everything is kind of moving forward. But there are definitely days where I wake up and I just have no motivation to go to school that day.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sounds like most of my senior year. but that didn't change over the decades. So are the post-high school plans firmed up as far as college and so on?
Yep, so far. I've gotten everything that I've been planning for my couple years at UWM are looking good. And I've already kind of figured out, like, I'm going to stay at my current job because I can, like, still have a nice job then to make some money. So then I'm not, like, scrambling, only working over the summers.
Sure. Okay. And Haley?
Yeah, I have already I've committed to UW Madison, and I have
Go Badgers.
My deposits. Yep, I have some of my deposits down already. I have my roommate set, and now it's just the waiting game to find out where I get put in for housing and just getting things ready for my dorm and the rest of it.
I graduated from Madison, you know.
Yeah, I did.
And lived in Witte for 4 years. So that was before they did this big remodel they did a couple of years ago. So
yeah, and they're remodeling Celery right now.
Oh, okay. Are you looking for Southeast or Lakeshore dorm?
My top choices are in the Lakeshore, definitely Waters and DeJope, just based on the learning communities over there.